Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I will turn the meeting over to Ms. Darlene Fisher. You may begin.
Thank you very much. So this, as she said, is the SISE informational meeting for the recently released Future Internet Architecture Next Phase, or FIANP, Solicitation 13-358. Welcome to everyone who's chosen to attend here at NSF, as well as all of those who are attending remotely via the webinar. We ask that you hold the questions and comments until the end of the presentation. At the beginning here, we are going to hear a welcome and a few words from Farnam Jahanian, the Assistant Director for SISE. Please.
That's the camera, right? That means I can't move around, the usual thing that I like to do. Great, no problem. Good afternoon. I'm going to be very brief. On behalf of my colleagues at the National Science Foundation, it's my great pleasure to welcome you to this meeting and to this webinar, especially for those of you who are joining us remotely, to learn about the future Internet architecture next phase. It's also, on a personal note, nice to see so many familiar faces at this meeting. I know many of you from the networking community. I'm sorry that my schedule won't allow me to stay for all of this meeting, but I'm going to stay for a good part of it. And also, I apologize that the previous FIAPI meetings, I haven't been able to join you. So it's a great opportunity to see you and connect with you. As all of you know, individuals across the world are becoming increasingly connected. I don't need to tell this audience that. We're also witnessing an explosive growth in volume and traffic diversity. The emergence of cellular networks, mobile devices, pervasive computing is all contributing to this paradigm shift. Furthermore, explosion of data is impacting scientific discovery, engineering innovation in almost every discipline. So our networks are becoming more and more important. Consider just one of statistics. Comparing to 1.5 billion traditional Internet users today, we have over 5 billion users who have access to cellular networks. And in just a year, by 2014 or 15, mobile devices are projected to become the predominant global method for Internet access. So we have enormous challenges ahead. As mobile devices inherit capabilities and connectivity of traditional computing, we recognize that we need to foster computer network architectures, new architectures that are innovative, large-scale, trustworthy, so on and so on. You know all the buzzwords there. NSF and SISE, as you know, and including our new division, Office of Cyber Infrastructure, which is within SISE, has a long-standing commitment to networking research and development, going back, of course, to the early days of NSFNet. Among many of our initiatives includes the NETS activity on network and technology and systems, CSR, computer systems research, CIF, which is Communication and Information Foundation, EARS program, which was launched a couple of years ago, which has to do with enhancing access to radio spectrum, CRI, our computing research infrastructure, and a bunch of other ones. But I want to mention this and make sure you're aware of it, that more recently we have actually expanding our mid-scale research infrastructure, advanced networking, distributed systems, cloud computing, and cybersecurity research in particular, try to foster experimentation at national scale. The latest incarnation of GENI, which is a virtual laboratory for exploring future Internet at scale, that's now taking shape in prototype from all across the U.S. There are a number of other related activities. U.S. Ignite, which was launched last year at the White House, an initiative that leverages our GENI investment and stitches together testbed and networks resources across the country to jumpstart gigabit public sector application developments. Expanding that, the notion of virtualization beyond the network to other resources located in the cloud is obviously important, yielding complete prototypes and also allowing, again, for experimentation at scale that's not possible today. A couple of other activities, particularly with OCI being part of SISE, CCNIE, which is a campus infrastructure, network infrastructure, and engineering program. Extremely popular. I spent a couple of months ago with dozens of CIOs across the country, and they were really, really excited. All they wanted to know is when is the next solicitation out, which is out already. And it aims to enable network infrastructure improvement at campus level, essentially re-architecting for large data science flows, upgrading within campus and external connectivities, and also our IRNC, which is International Research Network Connections. The reason I mentioned this is because I believe our investment in infrastructure is going to grow as our investment in basic foundational research in all areas of systems and networking is going to grow. And we really, as a community, have to recognize that our investment in foundational research in networking and systems is tightly linked to our investment, of course, in our infrastructure. A couple of words about why we're here today. As all of you know, FIA program constitutes a key piece of this investment. Fostering innovative, large-scale, and trustworthy computing network architectures. And also, as I think Keith and Darlene will explain this, will describe this in further detail, that since 2007, SAIFE has challenged the research community with your help to design, explore, and show proof of concept at scale for future internet architectures that could meet the needs of this century and beyond, as well as educate a cadre of large-scale network architects and network researchers and network professionals. Today, we're pleased to announce a new FIA solicitation called Future Internet Architecture Next Phase, or FIA-NP. NP does not stand for NP. It stands for Next Phase for all the computer scientists in the room. That seeks to move the FIA project from design with integrated working code to proof of concept at reasonable scale within challenging and realistic environments. So experimentation at scale has to be part of this endeavor. In particular, we hope additional investment will result in more sophisticated prototype systems that will be tested and evaluated in a realistic environment, all the while taking into consideration the broader social, economic, and legal issues arising from interplay between Internet and society. I'm going to digress for a second. I got to tell you, when I came to NSF about 2 years ago, what I heard from our community was, please stop launching a program, running it for a couple of years, coming up with new buzzwords, and launching a new solicitation with something different. So coming from a systems background and a computer scientist, there's no question that I think we need to have programs that are long-standing, sustain investment in certain areas and maintain it year after year for decades. It's really important to basic research and also advances we need to make, and there's no question that this program falls within that category. So what you see as a result of the hard work that SAIS and our CNS division and our folks from OCI are doing is really sustain investment in this area. So these areas of exploration that we've invested in will come to fruition. As you will hear from Keith and Darlene, this solicitation, more specifically, the research that we anticipate funding through this activity furthers NSF and, of course, SAIS's commitment toward fundamental interdisciplinary and high-risk research and education. We're excited by this new solicitation. I'm personally looking forward to seeing the exciting proposals that will come through. Let me now, at this point, turn it over to Keith Marzullo, head of our CNS division, who will continue the webinar and offer much more interesting details. Keith, it's all yours. Thank you.
Thank you, Farnam. I don't know if my details will be more interesting or not, but I'll have more details nonetheless. How do I move the slides? No one told me that, but right here. Is that? Did I blow something? Oh, there's a device here as well. Okay, very good. All right. SAIS has a longstanding commitment to supporting large-scale computer networking research and infrastructure. Farnam has already introduced that idea. 6 years ago, we challenged the research community to design an Internet of the future, and now with this new solicitation, we seek to bring these Internet architectures to operating prototypes at credible scale in realistic settings. The SAIS Net solicitation issued in 2006, it established a fine focus. It was one of the foci we had in this, which was defined to be a multi-year, three-phase effort based on a new conceptualization of networking research that alters the nature of the research process, moving away from business as usual within the relevant research communities and towards a more collaborative, more integrated, more inclusive program of networking, of research. Final support fundamental and possibly radical innovations in networking, we said back then, leading to architectural proposals for a next generation internet, which we will call the future internet. This was phase one. This solicitation is phase three. In this solicitation, we renew this challenge to design, explore, and show proof of concept at scale of computer networking architectures not constrained by the current internet that could meet the needs of the 21st century as well as educate a cadre of large-scale network architects. So back in that phase one, we funded 49 FutureNet Design, or FIND, projects involving 59 different institutions. The FIND projects pursued innovative network architectural components not constrained by the current internet. NSF assembled an external observer team, which then attended a FIND PI meeting, in which the PIs gave talks about their projects. The observer team then shared their observations with NSF and the FIND community. At a very high level, these observers said that the FIND projects had a refreshing and liberating impact on network architecture research and put architectural research back on the map, led to new theories of network architecture. New ground was being broken in core networking areas such as naming, addressing, network management, access and transport technologies, sensing, content and media delivery, and network applications. And the outcomes included contributions on point problems and future internet components and requirements. So we felt this first phase FIND was doing what we had hoped it would. In 2010, SAI supported the second phase of this project, which we called the FutureNet InterTech Architectures, whereby the community was challenged to design and develop integrated, trustworthy architectures that had a similar scope to the current internet, but were not constrained by the internet's existing design or deployment. Through that effort, we funded four projects: Mobility First, Name Data Network, NDN, Nebula, and XIA. Back then, actually, it was called a content and service-friendly architecture with intrinsic security, implicit trust. XIA is a lot easier to say, I must say. So these are the four projects that we funded at that time. There have been other things we've been funding as well around this, but these were the four FIE projects. So we're here today to talk about this third phase of the Future Internet Program, the Future Internet Architecture Next Phase Program. This third phase will leverage and enhance the investments made by NSF in the four funded future internet architecture projects. We intend, as first stated in the original 2006 net solicitation for the FIND focus, that phase three projects move from a design and demonstration with working code to proof of concept at a reasonable scale in realistic and relevant environments. We think of these environments as ones appropriate early adopters of the FINP architectures. Just as we did not expect the community to immediately launch full-scale architectures, we do not now expect replacements for the public internet, as nice as that would be. We envision enterprises are the large scale but smaller than the public internet entities to be the targets for the early testing, deployment, and adoption. So that's where we're going. So on this basis, I'd like to hand this over to Darlene.
Thank you, Farnum and Keith. I will now be presenting the nuts and bolts of the solicitation and some information that you should consider as you write your proposals. Let me state up front some key information about this call for proposals that will be helpful to you as we go over the remainder of the slides to provide context of scope and breadth of the FIANP program. So, first, SAIS plans to fund up to four projects. Each project may request up to $5 million over 2 years. So this information so sort of anchor the discussion in terms of scope and duration of the projects. The awards will come from FY 2014 funds, and once we've selected projects that we know we intend to recommend for award, we will discuss an appropriate start date with the projects themselves. So they will start sometime after October 1. The rest of the talk is about the specifics of the solicitation, including personnel requirements, what sections must be included in the proposal, and some suggestions for additional personnel. I'm also going to cover the review criteria that should inform you as you write your proposal, and I will talk about some key numbers such as page limitations and end with a discussion of the challenges facing FIANP projects and describe how we see these projects fitting into the wider national priorities. There are several personnel requirements and limitations in the solicitation that proposals need to follow. First, we require that a researcher be designated as project manager in the collaboration and management plan supplemental document. The project manager will take responsibility for the overall project coordination and management and will serve as the NSF contact PI for the project. The project manager must have been a PI, co-PI, or senior personnel on one of the four NSF-funded projects named on slide 5 that Keith mentioned. The project manager may serve on only one FIANP project. The purpose of these requirements is to make sure the project is led by someone who is steeped in the experience and lessons learned in the current FIA projects. The project manager is a big job, so it is clear that the project manager should focus on only one project. The solicitation also states that the project manager will be the NSF contact PI. It's an NSF policy to have a specified contact PI for discussion about the project relating to the scientific, technical, and budgetary aspects of the project. However, NSF may also discuss issues with the other personnel as appropriate. A researcher who is not the designated project manager may serve on no more than two FIANP projects in any capacity. This is consistent with the size core programs. Because trustworthiness is so key to these architectures, each project must include at least one network security expert. Since we're requiring that FIANP architectures include environments that inform, test, and demonstrate the overall architecture's feasibility and value of the architecture in realistic settings, we expect that the projects will include one or more experts from the chosen evaluation environments. The next set of slides describe required sections in the proposal description section of the proposal and the reasoning behind them. First is vision. The intent of this section is to provide a context and a set of overarching principles that drive the architecture and include the high-level objectives and motivating goals. The FI team started with visions of what new architectures could be, and over the past 3 years, they have refined those visions. We are asking proposers to bring to bear the high-level goals as well as the deeper understanding developed through the current FIA projects and other architectural research and related discussions as they write their proposals. Architecture. Purpose of this section is to describe the architecture at the time of the submission, including design requirements and variants and components, as well as how they synthesize into a coherent, comprehensive architecture. This section should also describe the current status of the existing prototype. Note, this architecture may differ from the FIA projects as they exist today. It's possible that over the next 4 months, the team will take lessons learned along with existing or new components and create a new architecture. However, that architecture must meet the minimal requirements laid out in the solicitation. Research agenda. Here we expect to see a description of the proposed research that continues the program's commitment to principled design. We expect to see descriptions of approaches to such questions as, what is the architectural research left to be done? What additional research needs to be undertaken in order to meet the needs of the selected environments? What security or trustworthiness research is proposed? How does the architecture fit into the larger social, economic, and legal context, and what is the research on this topic that is involved? Network environments. This section should describe the environments you selected to inform and test your architecture, provide evidence that you have access to the necessary resources, which might include knowledge of the specialized requirements, test beds, and experts to create a credible case for a realistic and scalable FIANP. And on the slide, you see some examples we had in mind for environments, but they're not limited to this. We just wanted to have a couple of examples for you to look at. Evaluation plan. The evaluation plan should include both an assessment of trustworthiness an analysis of how well the architecture performs against the relevant criteria or metrics. The evaluation may require the construction of new artifacts or the use of research infrastructures like GENI, the Global Environment for Network Innovations, or other tests and evaluation facilities. Note that the use of such facilities or such specific facilities should be driven by the needs of the project. NSF is not advocating a specific use or pointing out that they are available. We realize that what it means to evaluate an internet architecture is still an open research question, and thus the evaluation plans may evolve over the course of Phase 3. The FIA community may develop elements of an evaluation plan in concert with each other and have much in common with each other, or the evaluation plans may be very project-specific. This, again, depends on the needs of the project. Education outreach. Since one of the long-term goals is to build a cadre of young investigators who are experts in the human design systems with design and trustworthiness in general and internet architectures design in particular, we would like to see a strong education outreach plan. Good plans are actionable, not just noting vague intent to do something in the future. The previous slides dealt with requirements. This slide has some recommendations for personnel to include, or at least consider to include, in your solicitation. The projects are encouraged to include experts in social, economic, and legal issues. As many of you know, NSF funded a group called the Values and Design Council. You may draw on members from this group, or you may find others who are appropriate and interested in joining your team. We expect the size of the teams and their time commitments to match the scope of the project. Support for software engineers and professional programmers is allowable as needed to successfully launch an architecture in a feasible setting. And of course, you may include postdocs as appropriate. The review process for the FIANP proposals will include a panel with ad hoc reviews as appropriate. The review criteria will include the newly expanded merit review and broader impact criteria, as well as additional review criteria that are included in the solicitation. The FIANP solicitation has additional review criteria that serve to ensure that the proposing teams will meet the goals of demonstrating the architectures and practical settings. In particular, these additional criteria seek to ensure that proposing teams will have working code, an integrated security architecture, a good team organization, carefully thought out evaluation environments, a sound evaluation plan, and an understanding of the social, economic, and political context. And I will go through each of these five criteria in the following slides. Please note that new guidance about review criteria and other important information about solicitation requirements can be found in the NSF Proposal and Award Policies, Procedures, and Guide, the PAPPG, and I have another slide that actually says NSF 13-1. We may also include reverse site visits. A reverse site visit is a review mechanism in which each candidate FIANP team would come to NSF to give presentations and answer questions raised by an external site review panel. Like other review panels, the reverse site panel would make a funding recommendation to NSF, and as always, NSF would make the final selection for the awards. The first FIANP review criteria is the extent to which the current future internet architecture that forms the basis for the proposed work already includes basic components which are implemented in code or hardware and that work together to demonstrate a prototype of a comprehensive internet architecture. The purpose of this criterion is to determine whether the proposal really is a Phase 3 project. The proposal must describe a full-scale, albeit not yet hardened, architecture with working code and or hardware that is integrated, as I said, into a working prototype. The second criterion is that the proposed future internet architecture has a solid security design supported by our prototype implementation. The purpose of this criterion is to ensure that security and trustworthiness is indeed integrated into the overall design, which has been an ongoing requirement for these projects. This important criterion on research agenda is aimed at ensuring that the team composition roles and plans provide evidence that the members are well-suited for the proposed work, will work together, and that the research agenda is coherent and synergistic. The plan will describe management and research responsibilities for the project, define the expected contributions for each of the PIs, and provide a convincing case that the collaborative contributions of the project team members will be greater than the sum of each of their individual contributions. It should also describe the mechanism for integrating and managing all organizations and individuals involved in the project to ensure that the project goals are met, provide a timeline for the proposed effort, and identify the parties responsible for each task. The management plan, the collaboration management plan, must include a process for how changes will be made to the management team or to key personnel should that become necessary during the course of the project. The idea of an environment in which to explore and test the architectures is key to the FIA's NP solicitation. This review criteria evaluates how realistic and appropriate the environment is to stretch and test the architecture. It is important to include an evaluation plan in a large-scale research and engineering project. We've included this as a requirement and a review criteria. As I have already noted, evaluation plans need to be appropriate but do not need to be unique. They also may be developed jointly by the FIA community. The evaluation may be refined over time, but it does need to be substantive at the time of the proposal submission. Note, NSF is not prescribing the specifics of these evaluation plans, only they be, again, substantive and well-considered. To ensure that architectures are not designed in a vacuum, we have added the following criterion: the extent to which the FIA NP architectures take into consideration the relevant larger societal, economic, and/or legal issues that arise from the interplay between the future internet architecture next phase and society. These should be included in the proposal research agenda for this topic, not just a high-level description of the importance of the area. Let me remind you of certain supplementary document requirements that apply to all NSF proposals. You must submit a data management plan, and we expect that you will submit a well-considered plan appropriate for FIA-NP projects. You must submit a postdoc mentoring plan if you are supporting one or more postdocs. If you have unfunded collaborators, you will use a facility or test bed. You should attach documents attesting to the collaboration and commitment of resources. You should not submit general letters of support. Please do not include appendices or extra documents not required by the solicitation. The NSF policy requires that all information necessary for the review of the proposal must be contained in the body of the proposal except as prescribed in the solicitation. This slide looks at important numbers associated with the proposal and the awards. Because these are complex projects, the page limits have been expanded. You may use up to 25 pages for the project description, and 3 pages for the collaboration and management plan. The latter is to be submitted in a supplementary document. I'm repeating this. I think this is important to all of you, that each project may request up to $5 million for up to 2 years. Note that RU supplements submitted as part of the proposal will not be counted toward this limit. So we like having undergraduate students and submit as an RU supplement. Can be not as a supplement, but as support, and it will not count against that top level. We may award up to 4 projects. The exact number up to that number will depend on how many projects are submitted and how many of them meet the bars set by the review criteria. We wanted you to have more than the required 90 days in which to prepare and submit your proposal. We have allocated about 4 months, actually it's like 1 day less than, for the preparation for the FIA-NP proposals. The date for the proposals is June 7th this year, 2013. I would like to end with 2 slides to put the solicitation to a broader context. We expect that the efforts of the FIA community to have substantial and long-lasting impact. This is an opportunity not only to further develop the architectures as well as working code base, but also to interact with communities outside of the traditional networking community to identify early adopters and drive the broader impacts of the FINP program. We are also asking you to think hard about how you evaluate architectures broadly as well as your architecture specifically. We expect this evaluation process will have long-lasting impact on the research community. Ultimately, we expect the FIA proposals to be seen as an important potential set of solutions for critical national problems. The FIANP endeavor, as represented, the FIANP endeavor is representative, responsive to national priorities that NSF and other funding agencies attempt to meet, and that's what's on this slide. Reiterating, FIANP seeks to support fundamental interdisciplinary high-risk research that is attempting to transform our understanding of complex systems and be useful to society by meeting the Internet needs of the 21st century. These are all part of NSF's largest commitment to address national needs. Thank you for your attention, and let me now take questions. I will begin with questions for the attendees here at NSF and then from the webinar audience until all the questions are answered. First question, please, and please speak into the mic and state your name and your organizational affiliation. We were so clear. Are there any questions from the webinar?
If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 and record your name. Karen Solins of MIT, you may ask your question.
My question is about cross-cutting frameworks. These projects are now mature enough that at this point there are a number of issues that arise that are either comparative or cooperative in nature, and I'm wondering whether there's any room within this the framework of this funding to support any kind of cross-cutting frameworks of this sort.
We would really welcome those in our regular NETS program. This would be perfect for that. We have up to the largest, so that would be an exciting proposal to receive.
Thank you.
Are there more questions?
At this time, we have no further questions.
All right. I would like to thank all the attendees, and we look forward, and we're very excited about receiving some spectacular proposals. Thank you.